Well, from Ron McElroy in Free Spin to Memorial Field in Port Townsend for the Port Townsend High School graduation. Hold on to your mortarboards. We are going out there right now.
Tell me when we're ready to go.
We are ready, Larry. Larry Stein, are you at Memorial Field? We are hot.
Welcome to the 2021 Port Townsend High School graduation ceremony at Memorial Field in Port Townsend on KPTZ 91.9 FM, Port Townsend. I'm Larry Stein, and I'd like to introduce and thank my co-host for today, Jan Boutelier, longtime secretary in the front office of Port Townsend High School. Jan, thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks for asking me to be a part of this. It's very, very exciting.
You are a natural to ask because you are the keeper of information for the school. You have been at 27 of these graduations and participated in them.
Oh, you betcha.
And I have to say, you're retiring this year after 35 years of service to the school district.
And that's a tough one. It's hard to let go, but
it is. I can tell you. And being here for the rehearsal today and seeing this, getting the sense of community among the class and the teachers and the staff is very infectious. It's a beautiful feeling, really.
A lot of camaraderie. A lot of love.
Yeah, there, it really is. And we did a rehearsal this morning at about 11 o'clock, and we had rain, and we were worried, and we're all prepared for rain. We have tents, we have people in the bleachers, and wonderfully the sun came out this afternoon, and it's just a perfect afternoon, evening.
Willed it to be so.
As I said, Jan is the source of all information and maybe has an extra bit of influence on the world.
So. Yeah, I started my positive thinking yesterday for all events to be peaceful weather.
Yeah. Well, we're here with the crowd in the stands, and they're as socially distanced as can be from each other. They're groups, sort of pods of people sitting, and then the space between them and the next group of people. Before we get started with the students coming in, I have to thank our sponsors. We have underwriting sponsors of this live broadcast of the 2021 high school graduation from Memorial Field this Friday night. And then tomorrow at noon, Chimicum graduation is happening too. The supporters and sponsors for this broadcast are Finn River Organic Farm and Cider Garden, and Corvus Crafts, printing, design, and marketing. Thanks from KPTZ to our valued business supporters in the spirit of this community. So before the students start coming into the stadium, the students are going to enter through the main gate to the Memorial Stadium in a processional. I think we will be hearing pomp and circumstance behind them. But what has been the How has the school handled the social distancing and the masking requirements and all that for this event?
For this event?
Yeah.
Our principal got permission from Dr. Locke to have the rapid COVID testing. And in order to go mask-free, the kids could get tested or they could show their vaccine card.
So the kids will be, I see the chair set out for them and the chair is sitting
side by side.
In a standard arrangement.
That's
six,
right.
Six rows side by side.
That's right.
Will they be masked, or it's up to them whether they wear a mask?
They will be unmasked, but they are welcome to wear masks if they choose. Mm-hmm. But they are not required to wear them.
And they each got, as I understand it, each of the students got four seats allotted to them in the audience. And the audience, they're pretty much filling up the stands out there. But also because of the great weather, some of the people have brought their own chairs and they're moving down to the field.
And that's perfectly okay. Find a good place.
It's like a summer festival already. Hey. Well, I think I hear the sound going down. We are going to be receiving the class of 2021. I think there are 81 students here graduating, right?
Yes.
We'll listen to what's going on. Oh, we thought that was the indicator that they were coming, but they're not quite here yet. So you've seen many, many graduating classes. I mean, you've known the graduates in this class since they came in as freshmen.
But then we had a little blimp in 2020 where all the kids disappeared.
Yeah.
And that was tough. And then school started and we still didn't see them. And we didn't see really the seniors till they were able to take their masks off.
Right.
For prom.
Right. Wow.
And
wow.
For then
so
the
whole year. So you as an administration of the school, you work for the principal.
Right.
So in your interactions with the students, which are frequent when they're there, it all had to be remote from you also.
And mask up when they were on campus.
Mm-hmm.
But to finally see them in the group picture was amazing. Mm-hmm. We were all so excited to see each other's faces.
I can imagine.
Oh, it was great.
I can imagine. All the kids, I mean, if we had time to talk to some of the students, I'm sure they'd tell their stories. But we've had a few on the radio station, and they talk about the experience of this year for them as seniors. And you know, like creative and resourceful people, they make the best of it.
They do.
They make something out of it.
Yeah.
But again, I think they all feel this way from the rehearsal today, that it's nothing like them being together like this, like they had hoped it would be.
You know, we did our senior walk yesterday.
Mm. What is that?
That's when we get on the bus and we go to the elementary schools and they have a parade. The younger kids come and stand outside and the graduates walk by them with their caps and gowns.
Oh, wow.
And our graduates did not have to wear masks, and it was amazing. The laughter and just the see the joy in their faces.
Yeah.
And the smiles.
Again, that's the community. That's the community
exactly.
Nature of that. I mean, our community is a small, tight-knit community. And, of course, some of these graduates have brothers and sisters or cousins in the elementary school and the middle school. Yeah. Before people took their seats here at the stadium, there was this, I think they call it the serpentine, the parade through the streets of town with cars, decorated cars, horns honking. Tell us about that.
Well, this was parent-led this year. Yeah. I arrived to get into the Cotton Building, and there were swarms of people around with the brass band outside. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is fantastic. So many people in the streets.
So I think we're just sort of waiting on the cue for the students to enter.
3 minutes.
Go up. I think there's some cheering that we may be seeing some of the first kids coming in. I just want to give you an idea of what we're going to be doing here today. Jan and I are here to frame the ceremonies for you tonight here on the radio, since you can't see what's going on. The program for the ceremony is filled with voices of many of the graduates and many of their teachers, administrators, and school supporters. So what Jan and I will be doing is describing the happenings on the field that you can't see because you're listening to the radio. We're going to try to fill in the play-by-play, I guess we'd say it, if we want to make it like a sports event.
Right.
And the voices in this ceremony, you're going to hear a lot of great voices. The voices in this ceremony are the voices of our communities, families, and schools. We're so proud to present them to a wider audience than can be hosted here at Memorial Field, given the limitations on crowds. So we really thank you for supporting us and joining us. This is a unique graduation on many, many levels, I think.
Oh, definitely.
And that's probably... There, we just got word that they're making their way here. The students have assembled at the Cotton Building, just two blocks away or so, and they are now marching to the stadium. They're going to be entering the stadium two by two. There are 81 of them in attendance here today. And there are six rows in front of the stage, which is...
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I see the graduates coming up the road right now.
You're hearing from the podium.
Patrick Gaffney, Dean of Students.
Patrick.
And that was Patrick Gaffney making that announcement. He's our Dean of Students at Port Townsend High School.
I see the mascot up there, too.
Oh, the Red Hawk is here.
How long has the Red Hawk been actually a costume mascot?
It's been several years since we changed.
Here we go.
In tradition, we ask those in the audience to stand as the seniors enter and then remain standing for the Star Spangled Banner.
We're going to give you a little image here. Do you have our mics up?
Yeah.
We'd like to give you a sense of how beautiful this is. The students are coming in two by two. It looks like the boys have red gowns.
Actually, nowadays they can pick either color to wear.
Oh, you could. Oh, great. Yes. Wonderful. So they're either red or white gowns, very long, beautiful gowns. And what do they have around their neck? They have, let's see it next time they come by us.
Yeah, they have the stoles of the clubs they belong to.
Oh, yeah?
And our kids are allowed to decorate their hats as well. So there's a lot of creativity out there.
Somebody has all this stuff hanging from her neck around the, what do you call the thing they wear around this?
There's medallions, and then there are the club stoles.
Stole, okay. They have traditional graduation caps with tassels. So there are 81 students here today for the graduation, and they're filling the first of six rows right now.
They are so happy to get to do this.
You can see that they are so happy to be able to do this. They're greeting each other as the next row behind them enters, and they're clasping hands and passing flowers, and terrific. This morning at the rehearsal, it was really kind of a fun, casual thing. Everybody very casually dressed.
It was really fun.
But this is like the culmination of that.
It is.
Thank you. I think, Jan, you said they can decorate their caps, and now I'm seeing as the people are tipping their heads, they've got quite a range of decoration on the top of their caps.
I know, it's just gorgeous.
Glitter and letters and sparkles. And
yeah, they spend a lot of time on their caps.
That, of course, they get to keep, right?
They don't
have to return
do.
That
yes.
to a rental house. Well, there are about four rows into six rows of students here right now. One additional feature here. Oops, the music stopped. Oh, okay, start again. There's a separate red. There's a small red tent that has some special guests here. Could you tell us who the people in the special red tent are?
Yes, it's the superintendent and the school board members.
Ah, they're all sitting there. About eight. Looks like there's eight or nine people. And as I understand it, the school board members are going to participate in handing out the diplomas
yes,
later.
And our superintendent.
And the superintendent. Yes. And is this, as I understand it, is this the superintendent's last year?
Yes. She was here for the interim this year, for 1 year. She's a terrific lady.
What is her name?
Sandy Gessner.
Row number six is filling now. That's the last row of students here.
The last two are coming in right now.
Yeah. Here we are with the celebratory wave being the last of the group.
Every Port Townsend High School graduation is unique, and this year is no exception. So we'd like to begin our program by explaining how this graduation came together.
It was March 3rd, and we held a Zoom with the senior class to see how we were going to pull off graduation. I remember they were pretty disappointed, thinking that we were going to have maybe Zoom, everyone could watch on the screen, no friends, have to be 6 feet apart, masks covering up their beautiful faces. It was pretty disappointing altogether. We'd have to worry about social distancing. We'd have to worry about whether or not we were vaccinated and all that. But somehow, we made it all kind of normal.
We promised them. We promised them that we could do better. We asked, what is it that you need that makes you feel we should use our auditorium to the exclusion of your parents? And the response was two things. First, we need to be together. I want to walk into the ceremony holding on to my friend. We need to be close enough to be able to reach out and touch each other from our seats. So everyone, reach your hand across. There you go. Thanks to something called certified rapid COVID testers, we made that happen. The second thing was, we need to have a stage. We want to walk across the stage and be able to get our diploma from a board member or our superintendent. So here we are with this stage. My regret is that we were unable to give you a senior homecoming because I know how much seniors look forward to that.
Hold up. You mean we can't have homecoming?
No, Gaff, it's impossible. We can't pull off homecoming right now. Impossible.
So we've been pulling off the impossible all year, right? So I'll ask you the same thing we asked a senior on March 3rd. What do we need for homecoming?
Well, first of all, homecoming requires football players. And I realize that you're the football coach, but where are you going to find football players right now?
Memorial Field. Yeah! Have any football players out there? Wait, I see some. At least one.
Actually, they're staging a little impromptu event here and a bunch of football players.
That was not a problem. Not a problem. We got football players. What else do you need for homecoming?
Okay, all right. Well, we need royalty sashes because homecoming always includes sashes.
Sashes right there. Royalty. We have sashes. We have football players. What else?
Okay, well, football players and sashes. How about royalty? Do we have royalty?
Oh, we got royalty. We got plenty of royalty. We have 2020 Roadie Queen, Janessa Sebergrass. We have 2019 Queen, Mary Neville. And we have Princess Kayla Kajusi too. I think we got royalty covered.
Okay. All right. Royalty. What about the Red Hawk? Do we have the Red Hawk?
Where would we find the Red Hawk?
Okay. What about a poster? We can't have homecoming without a poster.
I think you made this poster last night for some reason. Some of you seniors might recognize it.
A large poster is being unfurled.
So we have basically everything we need. We have football players. We have sashes. We have the Red Hawk. We have royalty. And we have a lip sync.
Wait. Well.
Or.
We're not that brave.
All right, we have a lip sync. But we can dance, right? Yeah! All right.
So I suppose we have a song?
We have a song. I got a feeling tonight is going to be a good night.
Seniors,
go ahead, get up and dance, everyone.
Up on your feet. This is your homecoming song.
Tonight's gonna be a good night.
They wanted to have some dancing, and the students in the six rows couldn't hold themselves back, and they're all up on the stage dancing in one giant
mosh pit. This is the best.
They missed their homecoming party. They did have a prom that was on the basketball courts, I understand.
So, yes, tennis courts.
Tennis courts. Well, imagine the 81 students, or just about 81 of them, up on the stage dancing and bouncing.
This is so great.
Luckily, it's a very sturdy stage here.
Those are some happy kids on that stage.
This was this actually was a surprise for the students that the Carrie Earhart, the principal, and Patrick Gaffney, the dean of students, who were speaking before this, cooked this up and popped it on students here today, so they all went nuts.
Well, after the prom, there were two kids left on stage. It was Finn and River, and they both said, "I can't believe this is over." And that brought tears to the principal's eyes, I'll tell you.
She knew that they had to do something special.
To do something.
And what a day we have for it. It's just picture, postcard beautiful. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. Tonight's the night. Hey! Let's live it up. Let's live it up. I got my money. Students are returning to their seats reluctantly, but they're sitting down.
All right, thanks. Hope you enjoyed your homecoming.
Oh, that was great.
Good evening and welcome to the 131st commencement exercises for Port Townsend High School. Tonight, we join with you to celebrate in the accomplishments of the graduating class of 2021. To begin our program, I would like to thank some of those who helped to work make tonight a success for our seniors, including families, especially parents and grandparents, friends, community, and school faculty. I'd also like to recognize our school board members here tonight, Nathaniel O'Hara, Doug Ross, Jennifer James Wilson, Jeff Taylor, and Connie Welch, as well as our superintendent, Sandra Gessner Crabtree. Our program is being streamed on KPTZ Radio, and we would like to extend our thanks to them, as well as send our greetings to those listening to our program. And finally, this year's graduation at Memorial Field would not have been possible if not for the support and event coordination of Thunderbolt Productions and the Production Alliance, led by Danny Milholland. Thanks to all of you for joining in this celebration. And now I'm pleased to welcome our ASB President, Finn O'Donnell, and Class President, Serena Johnston.
See if it says So-So and Finn welcome address here?
That's correct.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Well, I guess we should start by saying welcome all.
From the already crying parents, I see you, Devin Harris's mom, to the indifferent younger siblings.
That's you, Suara and Rennie.
Welcome and thank you to the amazing staff and faculty who've made this night and the last 12 years of our education irreplaceable.
Welcome to the people who can't be here in person right now, but who huddle on the other side of Zoom screens or around their radios to watch their grandkids, kids, family, or friends, or clustered on Monroe Street this afternoon to show their support.
And most importantly, welcome to our senior class. This speech is on behalf of you all. While River has the duty as faculty speaker to thank the Dows, and Melanie and Stella have to meet the bar of their intelligence, and Amelia owes the class a hilarious speech, Finn and I are basically dictators up here without election. So why are we up here?
Well, I think we both know a lot of Taylor Swift quotes.
That might not be the golden ticket. What else? We're not easily embarrassed.
That's true. And we've spent the past 4 years focusing on a very similar goal. To quote my close friend, mentor, and really personal hero, Iron Man, it's not about me. It's not even about us. It's about legacy.
And to quote my close hero and personal friend and mentor, Lin-Manuel Miranda, what is a legacy? Legacy is planting seeds in a garden you never get to see.
Now, as class president and executive president, it's been our job to maintain the 3 G's to ensure greatness for our class: gaslight, gatekeep, and girl boss.
And with those 3 G's, we've 3G'd our way to a great legacy.
For the past 4 years, our class has continually raised the bar for how to treat one another and create a culture of inclusion and spirit at Port Townsend High School. We think our class is leaving behind a pretty strong legacy. Now, this isn't because we've made the best poster in the gym every year besides freshman year. It isn't because we've filled up clubs, AP classes, and workplaces, but because we, as a class, cared and continue to care about our community.
We've volunteered, gotten legislation before city council, and raised thousands of dollars for the food bank, among other things.
Sadly, we're not sticking around, though. A lot of us are leaving. We're moving to the other side of the country in the next few months.
But the memories of us, our legacy as a class of 2021, will. And it's funny the things you remember looking back on high school. The small things, like the billion times I was late to class, those don't matter to me. What matters? The images I will never forget. The legacy our class built, all of you built, that will stay in my mind. Undeniable spirit at every homecoming assembly.
Gina Brown's smile in the hallway.
Words of encouragement between people from different friend groups.
The obvious care and cohesion between our classmates at our award assembly just a few days ago.
All of you sitting in front of us adorned in red and white, evidence of our class's excellence.
Pierre.
The moments that will always evoke strong emotion and make you laugh or smile or cry, those are the moments that are our legacy. And really, our legacy is something that isn't as simple as it sounds. Everyone gets along. Yeah.
But here we are. This is it. This is going to be our legacy. So before we have to say goodbye to Pierre's 7-foot legs, let's take it back to the beginning. First week of high school. Field day, Fort Worden, freshman year. Our senior mentors told us that high school would be over before we knew it, that our 4 years would go by in the blink of an eye, and that we wish we'd held on to more memories. Now, in my infinite 14-year-old wisdom, I thought this was the dumbest thing I'd ever heard. But I got smarter, I got harder in the nick of time, and it turns out it's true.
Eventually, adventure the ends.
And we're left thinking of Iron Man and Lin-Manuel Miranda and Taylor Swift. And if you're Liv Madden, also Harry Styles.
Because if you're Liv Madden, you think of nothing other than Harry Styles. And we're left thinking of the indescribable words and feelings that Finn and I are not talented enough to communicate. And our legacies, the seeds we planted but never get to see, we have to trust that they will bloom. That our hard work and kindness will have some sustained effect in our community. And when we leave our community and meet new people, we have a blueprint that we know how to plant more gardens.
Now, before we even have a chance to catch our breaths besides the other 3 hours of speeches, we're going to be whisked away to grad night and move on with the rest of our lives. We're going to finish the summer, join the workforce or go to college, maybe get married, and you'll have to
hear... This summer, getting married.
You have 2 months. And you'll have to hear So-So and I speak again at a class reunion down the road if you choose to go.
So slow down, right now. Take a deep breath, everyone. If that's not the most Port Townsend thing I've just seen everyone do. Parents, soak it all in. Graduates, be grateful for one another.
This is it. This is 12 years. This is lip syncs and late nights, football games, falling outs, new friendships, bad blood. and all the trials and tribulations of high school.
You've made it.
We've made it.
We've made it. We've made it. And now we're up here together, saying goodbye with nothing more we can do but slow down, appreciate this moment, and think of the legacy we're leaving behind.
Now, I know we're only the first speakers, but I can see the end as it begins, and my one condition is,
say you'll remember me.
Standing in a nice dress.
Staring at the sunset.
Sort of. Red lips.
And rosy cheeks.
say you'll see me again,
even if it's just in your wildest dreams. Thank you for tolerating us, and welcome graduating class of 2021!
Now, before we let you let us go, we have just a few more words to say. Not only has our class left behind a great legacy, but we have some very important staff members here who have as well, and we couldn't be more proud to be acknowledging the power of hard work and kindness without recognizing these two staff members here tonight. So, this past fall, when many schools across the state and the nation were closed to students and teachers worked from home, Port Townsend schools were able to open a little bit. And being allowed to come to school in cohort groups, having access to our teachers, our friends, helped our state of mind and gave us access to, well, everyone. In the end, it just made us feel a little bit less alone. And none of this would have been possible without the leadership of our superintendent, Sandy Gessner Crabtree. And while she's only been our superintendent for the last year.
Sandy, come up here, please.
While she's only been our superintendent for the past year, she has made an immeasurable impact on the health and well-being of the students of Port Townsend. Sandy Gessner Crabtree, everyone, our fantastic superintendent. Thank you.
And while not in a cap and gown, there is another graduate among us. Jan Boudelier is a treasured member of the high school staff who's retiring after 26 years as the principal secretary at Port Townsend High School. Jan, please come up here.
My co-host, Jan Boudelier.
In addition to those 26 years, 33 years total as an employee of the school district. So that's pretty amazing.
Jan Boudelier taken away from our broadcast table.
The class of 2021
standing ovation for
would
her.
Like to thank Jan for everything she's done for us as a class.
There is everybody standing.
I mean, if you want to talk about legacy, right here.
Jan's up on the podium, flowers they've given to her, and she blew a kiss to everybody.
So, okay, now we're actually leaving. And now, please welcome a few words from our superintendent, Sandra Gessner Crabtree.
You know, Sandy Soso, that means a lot because while I've been superintendent, no one knew who I was because we were all in the district office the entire time. So I want to tell you, thank you. That means a lot to me. And I do believe tonight is going to be a good night for everyone. Yeah. I am thrilled to announce and just welcome you all here. It is such a delight to see faces unmasked in the outdoors and to see this class together. I thought a lot about how to welcome you, and this is what I want to say. For your class, the beautiful class of 2021, part of this COVID thing will always define your legacy, at least your piece in history, but it also has refined you. I know you, even though you may not know me. I have watched you, I have followed you, I have cared deeply about you. You are the class that got the senior project a little bit modified this year. You are the class that when I reached into Zoom and said, how are you? You told me, somebody better start caring about my well-being. And I said, you're right. We need to do better. And then I said, well, what do you need? Well, we need to be back together. We need to see each other. And so we created another plan after another plan after another plan. And here we are. And I couldn't be prouder or happier for you. And that work was not done by one person alone. It was done by this entire crazy, amazing staff who embraced the word pivot so many times they don't ever want to hear that word again. And yet they did it for the best of reasons. They did it for you. So let it not just define you, let it refine you. And I know your legacy. You are the class that elevated student voice. And I hope through the rest of your lives, you never forget what that feels like. And you hold on to that voice and you advocate not only for yourselves, but for those you love and those who have less than you do. I know you're going to do great things. Congratulations.
Sandy Gessner Crabtree, the superintendent on KPTZ, Port Townsend.
Each year in June, we gather to celebrate the achievements and successes of our PTHS graduates. And while graduation is a time of reflection for some, we also see it as a time for these young men and women to look ahead into their futures and imagine all the wonderful things that lie ahead for them. In July of 2008, we were shocked and saddened to learn of the untimely passing of our 2008 graduate, Andy Palmer. And less than 2 months after Andy himself walked across the graduation stage for commencement, we all gathered again as members of school, family, community, and others came together to mourn his passing and to celebrate the special person that Andy was. The Andy Palmer Memorial Scholarship was then established to honor a graduating senior who consistently exemplifies the personal characteristics as practiced by Andy Palmer during his life and his efforts towards encouraging a culture of kindness, loyalty, integrity, and humility. Tonight, I am pleased to introduce this year's scholarship recipient to you. This award is maintained and supervised by the Port Townsend High School Scholarship Foundation. Our football team donates the entrance gate proceeds from one of their home games to match the scholarship amount awarded by the foundation, which doubles the total award for the recipient. This year, however, due to COVID, we did not have any fans in our stands, and therefore no funds were able to be contributed from the high school. However, due to the generosity of Andy Palmer's family, the scholarship award for this year was automatically doubled. This scholarship has a unique application process. It is not awarded based on the traditional scholarship process, which our seniors follow. The Andy Palmer Memorial Scholarship invites individuals to nominate deserving seniors based on the qualities by which Andy lived his own life: kindness, loyalty, integrity, and humility. And with what we've lived through this past year, these characteristics seem more important than ever. So please join me in recognizing this year's recipient of the Andy Palmer Memorial Scholarship, Gina Brown. Next, I'm going to invite up our superintendent and our school board chair, Nathaniel O'Hara, and we're going to present the honors of valedictorian and salutatorian. The honors of valedictorian and salutatorian are the highest academic awards presented by the high school. Individuals selected for these honors not only have the highest GPAs in their class, but have also demonstrated excellence within academically rigorous coursework. Please join me in congratulating these outstanding seniors. The valedictorian for the class of 2021, Melanie Bacon. And salutatorian, Stella Jorgensen. And now, please welcome Melanie Bacon to give her address.
Good evening, Port Townsend School District board members, Superintendent Geschner Crabtree, Principal Earhart, Port Townsend High School faculty and staff, family members, friends, and fellow graduates. Our senior year was nothing of the typical. We started out our senior year from our desks, beds, or hot tubs in the midst of, as some say, the most important election cycle ever. We all watched in awe as Amanda Gorman, the youngest inaugural poet, delivered a message for now, a message for eternity. While I am a white teenager giving a speech at a high school graduation ceremony and not an African-American woman presenting poetry at the inauguration following a tumultuous transition, I believe there are universal truths in her words. If nothing else, say this is true, that even as we grieved, we grew, that even as we hurt, we hoped, that even as we tired, we tried. This year, our senior year, was not as one expected. From frivolous events, such as our senior lip sync being canceled, to school traditions being altered, like the formal MUN parade of flags becoming another endless series of Zoom screens, the most disappointing part of all was that the year where we deepen our bonds and connections with each other was spent apart. Amanda Gorman continues, "So while once we asked, how could we possibly prevail over catastrophe, now we assert, how could catastrophe possibly prevail over us?" Prior to COVID-19, our class was always known as the connected class, the engaged class, the spirited class. Perhaps that was the reason we have been able to cope so well. We had a baseline connection that was unbreakable, and that came to light throughout this year. And now, here we are, an in-person graduation sitting side by side with classmates who we haven't seen all year. This is normally a special moment, but even more meaningful to the class of 2021, I'm sure. Whether we become known as the greatest generation, or laughed at like boomers, or dismissed like millennials, history doesn't owe us a judgment, but rather our actions will result in us earning one. We not only persevered throughout this year, we thrived. We got out there and voted. We organized and attended protests for racial justice, climate justice, and gender justice. We made our voices heard. We made strides forward in making this community more inclusive and just. No, we didn't learn the typical lessons given to previous PTHS classes, but we did learn some unique ones thanks to our online Zoom classes. We learned that biology and chemistry are just as confusing at 1.5 speed on recorded videos as they are at normal speed, but you'll arrive at that conclusion 33% faster. During our yearbook Zooms, we learned that Vaughn's eyes are Mr. Gamble's prized possessions and that he likes to name them. We met Tom Jr., G-Dog, Tommy G, and Little T. We learned that although my dog ate my homework or the printer is broken, doesn't work for Google Classroom assignments, sorry my Wi-Fi is down or my camera's broken, do the job quite well. Now, it's that time when it's customary for the valedictorian to thank those folks most responsible for making this year meaningful. So, on behalf of the class of 2021, I would like to thank the creative staff of the Zoom Corporation. But seriously, it goes without saying that our teachers and staff put an extra effort to navigate us through this year, and it should be noted. And I'm not just talking about making lessons plans for Zoom. Just as we felt at times lost because we couldn't meet in person and have the social interaction, our teachers and staff also missed out on that opportunity to interact with the students. Crucial to any strong student-teacher relationship is a give-and-take conversation, and COVID made that much more difficult. One of the benefits of our small school district is that the teachers and staff have supported us for years. They know each of us personally and are able to build strong connections to us as individuals, and for that, our class as a whole is appreciative. One of the benefits, graduation is one of many transitions in our lives. As we move on from high school, we embark on whatever paths we choose to follow or new paths we choose to forge. Even though many of these paths might make us leave PT, PT will never leave us. Port Townsend's emphasis on community, empathy, and creativity have shaped us and will be with us wherever we go in life. In recent years, the original meaning of the word privilege has come back to the forefront, rightly acknowledging the systematic advantages groups can have over others. But for many years, a secondary definition of privilege gained popularity, that of possessing a special honor. In that spirit, it's been our special privilege to grow up in Port Townsend. Finally, as Amanda Gorman inspired everyone, When day comes, you step out of the shade, aflame and unafraid. The new dawn blooms as we free it, for there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. That is a challenge facing our class in the years to come. But based on our experience this past year, I'm confident that we, the PTHS class of 2021, will go on to do something extraordinary. Thank you. And now, it's my honor to introduce salutatorian Stella Jorgensen. I'd like to start by echoing the specific gratitude mentioned by our valedictorian to our amazing teachers and administration. In a year like this, you've truly made all the difference. As it turns out, writing a graduation speech is no easy task. So much to consider, or as Miss Grace would say, so many rhetorical choices to make. At first, I began thinking of my experiences here in Port Townsend and wondered how I could express the extent of my gratitude to the community that I have found here. In this community, I have known at each and every turn that the teachers and administration I had the privilege of learning from knew me, cared for me, and created space for my voice. I know that this is not a ubiquitous experience, but perhaps uniquely Port Townsend. And to Port Townsend, I am deeply grateful. Then I thought of the future of the members of my class on the stage today. The class of 21 has faced an obvious additional challenge presented by COVID-19. And for us, the immediate future has changed on a near daily basis during an already significant time in our lives. However, as I thought of the future this class will live, COVID-related challenges were not at the front of my mind. I thought instead of conversations with classmates over the past several months. As we've pondered where to go next, we've had to factor in concerns about smoke, flooding, and environmental disaster wreaking havoc not only on our long-term plans, but on the next several years of our lives. We've asked ourselves, is it best to put roots down somewhere with a stable climate? Perhaps better to explore a location that is projected to no longer be stable in the near future, to see it before it disappears and we lose the opportunity to do so. I thought of tuning into the Chauvin trial and sixth period CWP just weeks ago, while simultaneously watching news break of another police shooting of an underage Black girl. I thought of the utter polarization of our political parties, the shocking but not so shocking hypocrisy, the heartless disregard for the working class through the COVID pandemic, and I wondered, how do we go forward into the world with hope? There is not hope in the sense that one day things will work themselves out, everything will be okay, other people will solve those big problems. That kind of hope is no longer realistic, and perhaps it never was. I think the class of 21 may struggle with the word hope because it is so light, so riddled with uncertainty. It is easy to attach hope to the actions of others, but difficult to feel hopeful given the actions of the world. But optimism is necessary. Without optimism, the revolution slows and the wheels of progress stop turning, and this cannot happen. We don't have time to let pessimism shake us. Simply put, we have too much work to do. And so, we must pair our optimism with ferocity. We must recognize our responsibility towards our planet, towards our fellow human beings, and when we wish and hope and dream of a better future, we must do so not with detachment or unrealistic expectations, but with fiery and direct intention. The class that stands with me on this stage has weathered a storm. We've come of age in a time of political explosion, existential dread, and countless inconsistencies, and yet, here we sit. I could, in all honesty, spend well over this allotted time, speaking to the strengths this class possesses, the challenges we've overcome, and the bright futures and sentimental memories that are on our minds today. It is with absolute integrity that I can say each shining cliche of the generic graduation speech is applicable to the class of 21 tenfold. This class and this generation is not generic, however, in that we understand the responsibility we hold. This class is graduating into a pivotal moment when the future of not just our great-great-grandchildren down the line, but our own parents, siblings, and selves is hanging in the balance. And for that, I ask this class not to be swayed by the ease of pessimism and cynicism, but to go forth with power, ferociously optimistic. Thank you.
And next, we're going to invite Max Doré up to the stage for a musical presentation.
So we're here at the 2021 graduation of Port Townsend High School at Memorial Field. One of the students, Max Doré, is getting ready for a solo performance with him and his piano. And we will be carrying that. And there's going to be another musical combo, actually, later in the ceremony.
Yes. And Max is described as a creative, musically talented, and he's also a deep thinker.
Yeah.
To graduate from school during COVID says a lot about his perseverance, which maybe he doesn't even know he possesses.
He's being assisted by Daniel Ferlin, the music director at the school here. And it's gotten kind of windy out here, so we'll
and there goes the sun.
Max Doré of the class of 2021, Port Townsend.
Thank you.